In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. The podcast is from March 3rd, 2020. Alongside me is the Pitbull. Dylan is 2021. I still feel like we're in 2020 just because of all the bullshit that's still happening.
I'm just going to agree with you. Mm-hmm. The bullshit we're having to still deal with from 2020.
2020 never ended.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's just restarted.
I feel like 2020, the way it's going, it's just going to last this entire decade.
We're going to be forever. With people getting offended all over the nation.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and start it off with a good note. I just found out one of my all-time favorite monster truck drivers, Dennis Anderson of the Gravedigger, was the first inductee for the Monster Jam Hall of Fame. So there's some good news for monster truck fans.
Hell yeah. But now we go to from the good news to the bad news.
You know what? I got my good news in there, so fuck it. Let's do it.
Amazon's got a new logo.
What?
Kind of. Basically, you know how Amazon delivers packages?
Yes. I work in the package business as well.
You know how people tape their packages, right?
Yeah.
Dylan, what does an edge of tape look like?
Like a little corner, I guess?
Yeah, usually like the packaging tape, though, it's a little bit jagged from how it's cut off and everything like that.
Yeah.
What else is jagged that looks like it's cut off?
Circumcised dick, for all I know.
No, apparently Hitler's mustache.
What?
Amazon shaves the app icon mustache that raised eyebrows.
I don't get it. It looks like.
So this is supposed to be the smiley, even though it's just their logo, and this is supposed to be Hitler's mustache.
Okay, you know what? You guys are fucking stupid. You guys are digging way too much into this bullshit. It's just fucking blue tape, okay?
It's what tape looks like. Now is tape racist? Is tape Hitler? Is Hitler.
I don't know. Whatever that fucking tape is Walmart uses on their packages, I'm going to say this because I work at FedEx. The tape you guys use for the Walmart packages, stop using that crap. It sucks.
Amazon rolled out the slight update to its new app icon. It just debuted back in January where it alters the color, stripe, and tape and icon to bore the unfortunate resemblance of a toothbrush-style mustache.
And just for the record, with me working at FedEx as a package handler, I have never seen the side of the box.
Why do people look
like that? So, I don't know why people are bitching about this. It's stupid.
At this point in time, I'm beginning to think that people are just looking for things to be racist.
I mean, yeah, look at the whole Mr. Potato Head thing, and apparently now Dr. Seuss is a racist.
They're just hunting for it, because they have nothing.
It's a fucking potato.
We're trapped.
This has been a toy that's been around for like 60-some fucking years. Get over it and grow the fuck up.
Yep, let's see what we can be offended about today, kids. It's 2021. Yep, look, this butter has no trans, therefore it's transphobic. That's not what it meant. But yes, it does. Yep. Why do I sound like fucking Goofy and Barney fucked? I love you. Oh, you love me. Oh, we're the bestest family.
Matt, I have a very razor-sharp knife in my pocket. I will cut you.
Hey, kids, let's go pluck potatoes. Yuck.
I picture Goofy saying that. Anyway, get back to this Amazon bullshit. To me, I'm sorry. That just looks like a tape job.
So now, what is a tape job? It's like a blowjob when she sticks tape at the bottom of your dick.
You know what? Fuck it. We're just going to get into FedEx terms. Whenever we, whenever we're unloading trailers of packages and we got something that's open, it's a tape job. You got to retape it, and then you got to scan it and send it up the belt. That just looks like a pretty good tape job to me. I'm sorry. It's fucking blue tape. Get over it.
Newsflash for people. The cutters on the thing are jagged. Just FYI. I don't know if you've ever tested those scissors in any craft department of any store ever. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever actually looked at tape, but when you cut the tape off, it's jagged like that. But I digress. Now, it's a square box with a fold on the corner. This tape is not secure.
No, that's going to come undone. I'm sorry. In fact, today at work, I saw packages with that tape on it, with the stupid Amazon checkmark, and come apart, and we had to retape it.
The toothbrush mustache was originally popularized by comedians like Charlie Chaplin in the early 1900s, before it was associated forever with Adolf Hitler. Exactly. What happened to poor Charlie Chaplin?
Nobody remembers him because he's got the mustache, too.
Exactly.
It's a shame because he was like the godfather of comedy.
Hey, kids, you get ready for this joke. Get ready for it. Charlie Chaplin was, in fact, Adolf Hitler. What was his speech just like?
Just so you know, that's awkward silence when Matt throwing his arm up like Hitler.
He was a silence comedian.
Some of those silent comedies are the best. You know. Our comedy, for what we do, is kind of like a very physical, slapstick, very loud comedy. He was the originator of comedy, in my opinion.
I love silent comedies, like Fatty Arbuckle.
I mean, I think one of the first comedies I watched as a kid was probably The Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure everybody's watched them at one point or another.
Mr. Bean is technically a silent comedy. He rarely ever talks.
I don't ever recall hearing him speak as Mr. Bean.
He speaks and it sounds like... He's like, bingo!
Okay.
Really weird.
I've never heard him speak.
It would work great in a silent comedy, though, honestly. What's the other one? I'm trying to think of it off the top of my head. I could picture his name in my head and... Buster Keaton, the great silent comedian, did his own stunts too.
See, I like physical comedy just because I feel like you can get more. I mean, Chris Farley is the best example of the best physical comedy.
Thank you, little Boot. Please stay strong.
One of my favorite comedians, I'm going to throw him out there, the legendary Red Skelton. I love Red Skelton.
It's like he's falling down the hill of 2020. He grabs a hold of the root of 2019, just the good memories, and then it breaks. He falls and keeps falling down the hill. Anyways, Amazon made some changes to the icon following the customer feedback of the initial rollout before rollout's final decision worldwide. An Amazon spokesperson commented that the Amazon is always looking for ways to explore new ways to delight our customers. It's a fucking logo, people. Unless it's like a fucking Nazi symbol.
Literally, the tape... With the jagged tape is just taping the package, so your product you order in the fucking mail is secure and it doesn't get smashed by assholes like me on a bad day at FedEx.
I want to tell you, guys, that you can't chalk this up to being Hitler. You know why? Hitler never smiled.
I mean, I've never
seen him smile.
No, that guy always was like, or however the fuck he talked. I don't know. I'm just going to be racist towards the German culture.
I'm going to say this is Charlie Chaplin.
I'm going to go with that. God bless Charlie Chaplin and his legacy of comedy.
Spinning that, twirling that cane and doing that penguin walk. Wearing the little...
That little tiny hat.
And kids are like, who the fuck is Charlie Chaplin? I got one kid that walked into the damn Goodwill store and saw that rotary phone. It's like, this is the funniest looking walkie-talkie I've ever seen.
It was like the square body rotary phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. It's a change that makes sense, Amazon, as it portrayed a swooping A to Z arrow adorned its package as a single's mouth and light ragged edges. That's three. I know that new Amazon app is supposed to represent their packaging, but every time I see it, I just see Aang from Avatar smile. I see that.
See, why can't we just go with that? Just make it an arrow pointing down to the smile, and then it's the, you know, Avatar guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch that show. I've seen the live movie.
The fact that we have to compare everything to everything. Granted, I do that a lot, too, when it comes to videos. I'll watch a video, I'm like, this video is kind of like, kind of like this. But
some of our stuff is kind of compared to other things.
You can make the comparison. It's fine.
If you're looking for it, it's going to be there. But if you can just take the minute to enjoy it, don't fucking worry about it.
If you're comparing it to bad things and stuff like that, that's not the intended effect. People. If you see, like, I'm looking at Steel Stick right now. Steel Stick is a JB Weld knockoff.
Don't use it. It sucks.
It works. But, like, don't use it if you're trying to, like, hold two pieces of metal together or anything like that. For small, I've seen projects, like, I got the Steel Stick on the little faucet in the bathroom. That faucet ain't coming off. I mean, you can rip it off, obviously, but, I mean, if you're turning it normally, it ain't going nowhere.
I mean, personally, sometimes JB Weld ain't worth a shit.
Yeah. It's like, but it works for what it is, but I'm not going to think Steel Stick. It's like that movie Steel. Because it has steel in the name.
You're really grasping at straws there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just like all you other dipshits out there that have a problem with little bitty things like this.
It's like child safety. It's not really child safety. You're not going to hand your kid the pill bottle just because it says child safety on it.
I mean...
Most adults can't. I discovered something. Me and my wife discovered something today. Child safety isn't really child safety, and I'm about to freaking blow your mind, Dylan.
Oh, yeah. My son's just over a year old. He could open that.
The card?
Excuse me, Matt. You have an asshole that just left your room. Your cat, I mean.
He tends to do that.
Put him on a leash and take him for a walk.
Child safety isn't really child safety. And I'm about to show you something that you probably didn't even know.
Okay, show me.
You know how you're supposed to push down and turn, right?
Yeah.
Just turn.
He's got a Walmart brand pill container in his hand. He's, you know, it's the one with the safety dummy lock. And
I did it earlier today, and now it's probably not going to do it.
It's making a liar out of you, Matt.
I know, but I kept turning and turning and turning, and all of a sudden it went like, dink. Oh, sure, now it's not going to do it. Fine, whatever, I don't care. Oh, never mind.
Did it do it?
Yeah, did you see you put pressure on the top?
I mean...
Most other bottles.
I'm not saying give your kid a pill bottle full of pills. If anything, put like M&M's and shit in it. That's what I did. It's going to rattle just the same.
I don't think I've got any other one that's going to be good enough to do it. Okay, this one has it. Yeah, if you just hit here and turn it, you can hear it. Eventually, it'll pop off.
Let me try this.
Don't break it. That's my wife's medicine.
Oops. It's empty.
She keeps it closed.
I mean, it's empty. Throw it away and buy another one.
Just like the cat's head. It's about as empty-minded as this person who decided that he was going to hold a teddy bear for ransom.
Nobody gives a fuck, guy.
Giant teddy bear held to ransom in exchange for 2 Greg's sausage rolls. Those must be some good sausage rolls, man. Holding that teddy bear at gunpoint. Like, I'm gonna blow Teddy's head off.
I can't fathom this stupidity right now.
We have your bear, Rainbow. If you want to see Rainbow again, bring me to Greg's Sausage Rolls to the Tech and Green Bench at Gibby Park tomorrow at 11 a.m. or else.
Are you poor trying Teddy. To sound intimidating, Matt?
The dude had a teddy bear. How can it intimidate me? Manhunter's underway after a morale boosting teddy bear was stolen. The thieves also left a sinister roll note demanding food from Greg's or else. Like I said, I like pictures of the guy when the guy is actually bringing the suitcase of Greg's sausage rolls, and he's got Teddy by knife. Who knows? Maybe it turned out to be Ted from the movie.
I remember that. That's a good movie.
You got the goods. Yeah, we got the goods.
It's a fucking teddy bear.
Those aren't fresh. Teddy gets it.
Oh, shit. This guy means fucking business.
The bear, which was known for holding a sign saying, keep smiling, was last seen outside Metro nightclub. This is a nightclub bear. It says, keep smiling.
Like a strip club nightclub or just like a dancing nightclub?
Is there a difference?
I mean, usually one gets you laid, the other one just gets you filled up.
When you get fucked, the other one you fucks your wallet?
I don't know.
Pick out which one?
I don't know. It's a fucking bear.
The ransom note, which has been posted repeatedly across town, says, we have your bear Rainbow. If you want to see Rainbow again, bring me 2 Greg sausage rolls. I already read that one. However, the people of Adrosian do not negotiate with terrorists.
You can't call this guy a fucking terrorist. That's giving terrorists too much credit.
It's a bearist?
Just some stupid...
Is that a good joke? Bearist?
I don't know.
Is it teddiest? I don't know.
This is annoying.
You look at Teddy's bottom, it's got a hole in it. Oh!
You really kind fucked of Teddy. Lubed up it down in there.
You fucked Teddy or fucked him up. I don't know which. In any case, the nearest branch of Greg's is currently closed due to the pandemic. Well, that sucks. I can understand this guy now. But why wouldn't you go after Greg?
Why don't you break into Greg's and steal some sausage rolls?
It seems more effective. Due to their sadness of Rainbow's disappearance, one resident said it was fun. It seemed to lift the community spirits. The town was given false hope over the weekend when the bear was spotted outside a care home. However, this was found to be a toy called Stormy's, not Rainbow.
What's the fucking difference?
What is the difference? There has to be.
It's a fucking brown bear.
All right, let's.
Or as Mark Wahlberg said in Ted, it's a teddy fucking bear.
Bring back Rainbow. Poor Rainbow. It didn't deserve this. He's like sending pictures with Rainbow's mouth taped up and like right up to a chair.
You're having fun with this one, aren't you?
Bring Greg's sausage rolls in 24 hours with Teddy gets it. He's got a hydraulic press. Well, things escalated real quick.
No, I just thaw in a fucking furnace.
Every day that you don't bring me Greg's sausage rolls, the something hydraulic press... Some, oh my god. He busts Teddy's arm.
Oh no. Matt's stroking out again.
He's sitting poor Teddy's bow tie.
Or it could be that scene from The Godfather where the guy wakes up in bed and his horse's head's in the bed. Teddy's head and they're stuffing all over the place to imitate the blood.
Should have brought me them sausages, bro.
That was a great racehorse, man.
These have got to be some fucking good sausage rolls. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know what? What are they called? Greg's Sausages Rolls?
Let's look up the stars on Greg's Sausage Rolls. This is in the UK, so maybe they have like a different name, but...
Hang on a minute.
We're kind of curious as to how good Greg's is.
Shut the fuck up a minute. It took your fucking words, not mine. Greg's Sausage Rolls. I don't like typing anymore.
There's Greg's. Greg's Sausage Rolls. How to make your own Greg's.
Let's go to images.
We're checking out the image. Look. That's a sausage roll? That's like a... It looks like one of the McDonald's pies.
Or a Hot Pocket with a sausage stuffed in it.
I mean... I guess.
What's so good about that?
Well, look at all and see what the rating is. Maybe they're like a 5-star restaurant.
You probably buy these at the fucking grocery store.
Probably.
Alright, here we go.
Let's see, maybe it's...
Oh, it's a UK thing. Okay, so this is...
In the UK, it might be an award-winning restaurant. We don't know.
All hail a British classic. Our tasty sausage rolls have developed a bit of a following over the years. and it's easy to see why. Freshly baked in our shops throughout the day, these family favorites are made from seasoned sausage meat wrapped in layers of crisp golden puff pastry. And that's it. No clever twist, no secret ingredient. It's how you like them, so that's how we make them.
They have a fancy vegan-friendly version of them. That's what it is. He can't get the vegan-friendly version.
I mean, so the vegan version's probably made out of beaver butthole.
It came out of the beaver butthole?
Oh, wait, no, that's artificial vanilla. I'm sorry. Artificial vanilla is made out of beaver penis.
Probably. I believe it. Let's see. Greg's sausage.
Google, apparently. So, vegan. You can buy these on Amazon?
Maybe.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm interested.
Okay, Greg's only has a 2.9 rating. That's not even a 5-star. Well, this one says 4.5, this one says 4.8. Somebody did rate them a 5.0. New York Times did.
I'm interested.
Best British sausage roll recipe. So the recipe has almost a 4.5 to 5.0 rating. The actual restaurant has only a 2.9 rating. So why the hell didn't he just make them?
Sausage rolls.
I wouldn't look that up.
I'm looking it up on Amazon. Nope. I've got goldfish. I've got microwavable bacon.
If I turn off not safe for work search.
Big Mama pickled sausage. Those are the shit.
Okay, these look way better.
Okay, yeah, it's because it's got cheesy bacon and beef sausage.
This has bacon, beef, cheese is oozing out of it. The pastry crust looks properly cooked. And this has a 5-star rate.
Well, yeah, they probably got all hells of seasonings and crap in it, Matt.
So, I'd kidnap a bear for this.
I mean, go out and get a job and earn paychecks from time to time. Dude, for a living. And
you don't understand. Look at these. I want you to take a close look at these, man. Dude, I would hold up a Build-A-Bear workshop.
Matt, my wife could probably make those, because she makes everything from scratch.
And I won't have to hold Teddy hostage?
No, you won't.
I won't
just have to actually come over to the house for a fucking change.
I won't have to go in there and Build-A-Bear with guns a-blazing? Am I holding him? Ew.
No, you won't.
Yeah, but it's hard to get into locations nowadays with guns anyways. I'd probably have to bring, like, pepper spray.
I got a feeling that's the next topic.
What if you pepper spray to Build-A-Bear?
I mean, nothing would happen because you could just let it dry and then throw it in the washing machine and then it'll be fine. Duh.
But you really don't want to pepper spray anything in, like, close proximity or close location.
Okay, third topic's coming up. I just know it.
Never pepper spray in close proximity.
Passenger uses pepper spray on airplane preparing to take off. Everyone started coughing.
I thought everyone was wearing their masks.
I mean, now you've got me wondering.
Oh, it's in Florida, so nobody's wearing their masks.
Of course.
Florida has actually opened up. So has
some passengers on a flight from Florida to New Jersey were left feeling salty after their flight was delayed by a man discharging pepper spray on board the plane.
I love the word discharge.
Of course you do.
The plane in the United Flight was 1061 from Fort Myers to Newark on Monday was taxiing, it has two eyes, and preparing to take off when the passenger said he accidentally hit the pepper spray on his keychain.
How do you accidentally hit the pepper spray? That button, some of those pepper sprays take a little bit of force to press them.
Even the ones on the keychain had a lid.
They do. You can buy them. Here's the crazy thing. You can buy those at Lowe's, and they've all got a lid on them, and they're keychains, but some of them take a little bit of force to press that little button down. You don't just, boop, and it goes.
Joseph,
you got to press it.
Joseph Grand, a fellow passenger on the plane, told Fox 4 that he could feel the burning in his throat.
Dumbass.
Everybody started coughing, and during COVID, everybody started looking around, he told the TV station. I grabbed my mask. That would be an awkward conversation. It's not Corona. It's just pepper spray.
Only in Florida. We all know this happened in Florida.
Passengers were given the option to get off the plane, according to the reports. Romney and his fiancée were among those who opted to catch a later flight. Of course, he was the fucking one that sprayed it. Of course, he opted.
I'm pretty sure this might have got him on a no-fly list.
Maybe he got lucky and nobody thought that it was him, so he just left thinking that nobody would catch on to the fact that it was him, but now there's a news report about it. So.
Yeah, he's probably on a no-fly list now. He ain't flying again.
Still, she was still coughing. I still felt it, he told Fox 4. I was like, this isn't going away, so he decided to hop off. And the airline spokesperson confirmed that the flight returned to the gate due to the disruptive incident, and flying to the safety department soon after, spokesperson added. Pepper spray is not permitted in carry-on bags, according to the TSA.
There you go. Right fucking there. You're not allowed to carry them on an airplane.
But passengers can bring one 4-ounce container of mace pepper spray in checked baggage as long as they have the safety mechanism to prevent accidental discharge.
Keyword, safety mechanism. It's usually like a safety latch like on a gun or a lid.
Did it fall off? I've cut the cheese many times on board an airplane, but never used pepper spray. The side effects are very simple.
I don't know, earlier this week I had real bad gas. Everybody said it smelled like sulfur and death.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. It's going to be called the Airline Challenge. You, me, and Ray are going to sit down.
I'm not getting on an airplane with Ray.
And we're going to eat the spiciest, hottest foods, Taco Bell. We're going to go to Chili's, and we're going to knock back some Chili's.
Actually, what done it for me, what gave me that horrible gas, was I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee over the weekend with my family, and we stopped at a 50-style diner called Mel's Diner. Great fucking food. I ate a big foot-long chili cheese dog, and I had horrible gas. It smelled like death and sulfur, everybody
told
me.
We're going to gas up something fierce, and we're going to get on a plane, and the first one, or the last one left standing wins.
Okay, well, then I'm going to have to eat exactly what I ate that day. I had a root beer float. I had the Bigfoot chili cheese dog with mustard on it.
It's like you're sitting there in the plane. Are you afraid of heights? It's not that. What's the matter, sir? Nothing. We're fine.
I will say this much. If God intended me to fly, he would have given me a pair of wings.
The plane goes...
You mean like the scene from Soul Plane where the guy's taking a dump and then the airplane just does this? I remember that movie. That movie's hilarious.
It's like, what is this green cloud? Don't mind it. Somebody shit. Ravy just sitting there, a big smile on his face. He farts intentionally.
We've rode with Ray.
He would do that.
We have rode with Ray many times.
He just get on the plane just to lose. And he goes...
I'm talking like something that's going to like blow a hole in the fucking wall.
He's just like, I lost. but he also wins somehow. Like, oh, God, right now.
We're both over here cussing man out.
Attention, this is your pilot speaking, or your co-pilot speaking. The pilot has been knocked out due to nauseous fumes. We may have to early land the plane. Ray's smiling.
Fucker.
Raise a lethal weapon at this point.
So first off, this guy's a dumbass for just spraying the pepper spray on an airplane. I'm just going to call
it. I hope he sprayed it all over his junk.
That's going to set your ball sack and nut sack on fire, dude. I said ball sack and nut sack.
Everything in your life will be paid for from here on out, but you have to get your testicles maced.
So that means I can go buy that truck I dreamed of.
You buy whatever the fuck you want.
You know what? Fuck it. I have to do it once.
Just once.
All right, fine. I'm doing that.
It's going to be a full spray.
Like, empty the can?
Empty the can.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm doing it.
I'll do it, too. You only have to... It'll probably, 24 hours of burning? I'll probably take a bath and some milk.
Milk ain't going to cut it.
It's like, just remember, baby, I'm doing this for you.
Let's see, I could put my son through college, yeah. I could add on my master bedroom to the... I mean, I like working, but okay, fine.
You wouldn't have to.
I mean, I could add on that master bedroom to the house with that big fucking bathtub me and my wife want. I could meet Dennis Anderson, driver of the Gravedigger. Yeah. Hint, hint!
I'm buying a whole new house. I want a
mansion.
I like
my house. Fuck you. This is what I want. Give me a
mansion, the one that you could skateboard down the hallway. The one that you have to yell for your maid to bring you your tea kettle. By the time it comes back, the tea's ice
cold.
You're just
being greedy. I'm content with what I got. I just want to add a master bedroom to my house. I could finally buy that big four-door Chevy Silverado I want. I can fix up my Chevy S10. I love that truck. God bless me.
You're pulling up in a Lamborghini, but your crotch is all taped up from medical tape and stuff?
Nah, fuck it. I'm going to buy a brand new Dodge Durango, and I'm going to have it painted up just like the Gravedigger.
I'm curious. What would happen? This is going to be a fourth topic.
Maced my balls. Oh, somebody did it.
Of course somebody did it. TIFU by accidentally spraying myself in the pepper.
Dear Reddit, today I fucked up is the topic.
I bought my female friend pepper spray and thought it would be a good idea to order an extra for myself to carry on my keychain just in case somebody tried to mug me at knife point or something. Big mistake. Today, the safety got deactivated somehow and deployed into my pocket during class. Oh, God. Pretty sure my entire canister emptied all over my leg before I started to notice a slight burning feeling. That's the same way you feel whenever you finish having sex with a girl with an STD.
I mean, I've never been in that situation, but if you have, good for you.
Not wanting to miss out on any calculus notes, I sat through the entire lecture.
He's got an exam early next week, mind you.
Inside of my leg. That of habanero peppers I thought it was the worst was behind me. Nope. Got out of my seat. Suddenly felt like something was trying to light my balls on fire. The pepper spray spread. Suddenly I was experiencing borderline agony. It stung bad. Really bad. I posted about it on Facebook and decided to Google remedies. So it took a while for the burning sensation to go away.
Yeah. If you empty, I'm sure it's several hours, if not like a day or two.
Especially if it's like the heat of summer and you have sweaty balls.
Oh, no, what's worse is when you got swamp ass.
It's like, oh, no.
For those of you that don't know what swamp ass is, that means when you're out working and all your sweat just runs down your ass and you got that pattern on your ass, that swamp ass, it sucks, it's not comfortable.
Why is there a picture?
Just click on it.
How I accidentally pepper sprayed my nuts. I'll do this in my pocket in class. Psst, sweet Jesus. My balls!
The end. That guy deserves an Emmy. That's some of the best artwork I've ever seen in my life.
That's exactly how I feel. I'd be stripped butt-ass naked running
I'm around. Sorry, I'd be sitting on the bed just butt-naked, like pouring milk on my balls.
You're bathing in milk? Puts a bowl of cereal in here?
Don't judge me.
I never noticed Cocoa Flakes tasted salty.
You know what? I have a creek at my house. I'd be jumping in the creek in February. Mm-mm. Actually, we're in March now. I'd still be jumping in the creek.
Not coming out until March.
Mm. Not coming out until summer.
Baby, at least everything's paid for. I like
my son can go to college, so fuck it. I'm doing it.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.